Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was DeBella Morgan with Dance With Me. Just a bit of trivia because I love my pop music and all that. And Jade's probably rolling her R's right now.
I'm not rolling. I'm listening intently.
DeBella Morgan is actually part Hindi. Is that the right word? Yeah, she's part Indian. That's what I'm trying to say. She's got a bit of German blood in her, a bit of African-American, a bit of Indian in her. And she can actually sing in Hindi as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah, a bit of trivia there, DeBella Morgan. And before that was The Knack with My Sharona.
Who doesn't know that song?
I didn't think anyone wouldn't, so.
It was a huge one.
It was a huge one.
Dave, should we mention before we get into my fantastic shoe swap for this week that if you want to guess the theme, you can do so by texting 0427JOY949 or emailing onair@joy.org.au.
And it's not a hard theme. I mean, come on.
I don't think it's very hard at all.
No. Well, Jade, now it's the time where we chat. I'm having problems sort of picturing you playing like one of the guys from Queer Eye from Straight Guy and like trying to make over my living room. So what is this shoe swap that you speak of?
Oh, okay. Well, see, I have an issue with, I don't understand the concept of how you can make a room look good. Anyway, so what I've gone with is like some, you know, just really basic decorating principles / tips that will get any idiot started, myself included, right? So it's sort of five easy steps, but then there's like, you know, so many other things to consider, including like things like paint, the accessories that you have in your room, lighting. Like, you can find pages and pages and pages of different tips on how to handle different situations on the internet. So type it into Google, seriously.
Or just go to, like, you know, a bookstore. You know, I prefer seeing the visuals for myself.
Oh, you see, like, the visuals?
Yeah. I'm one of those people that you can tell I'll be, like, when I'm 32, I'll be, like, in that nice South Yarra apartment with my partner. And, you know, our old coffee table books will be, like, decorating books or something shocking like that.
I prefer the step-by-step,
like the
Step
dummies
one,
guide.
Do this. Step two, do this.
Step and then three, you flip detonate
to,
bomb.
And then you flip to the back and it's like, if it doesn't look like this, it's wrong. And then
return to step one.
At which point I say, oh, well, it's pretty good anyway. So anyway, so here's some quick and easy solutions for your decorating challenges. Step one, create a focal point in any room.
Oh.
When you walk into a room or interior space, you'll feel more comfortable if your eye can rest on a main feature.
So, like, have a nice fine piece of china in there.
Yeah. So, what you have to learn is how to create that main feature, the focal point of the room, and how whether that's built into the room or not. So, what you need to do is assess your room. And figure out what sort of things would be a good focal point for that particular room.
So it can be like, it can be an object or it can be like something painted on a wall.
Yes, exactly.
It could be like a feature wall, something focal.
So even finding a focal point, right, is a whole other like series of, you know, challenges basically. Step number two, mixing patterns in decorating. Now, there's all this kind of like stuff that you've got to be aware of what doesn't go together and what does go together and all of these kinds of things. This is where I absolutely fall down, hands down.
So, don't tell me you put like spotted, I don't know, tea towels next to stripy couches.
Basically, my problem is I don't care enough. Like, I couldn't care enough if it doesn't look just right. I don't understand why black and navy blue don't go together. I don't, you know, these are the challenges of my everyday life. And I'm actually lucky that I now have someone to help me with those issues.
someone to separate your navy blues from your blacks, well, someone your pinks to make from
those,
your red.
Someone's to make those decisions for me, basically. Well, see, the only thing my mum ever told me was blue and green should never be seen. Now, blue and green are actually my two favourite colours, so I like to wear them like they're going out of fashion together. But that's just me. I'm being rebellious. But anyway, so what you have to learn are tips on how you can combine your patterns. So, you know, prints and your plaids and your stripes, you have to know how to match them all together to make them look not ridiculous, basically. Step number three, how to change your style in a room. So what you can do is, if you add an element of surprise or a touch of whimsy, it can make a perfectly decorated room even more interesting.
I don't like what you just said there, an element of surprise. I'm just like, I'm half expecting to walk into a room with like a random splatter of red paint on a white wall. I'm just like, what's that?
Or maybe something that stands out like a sore thumb.
It's a very fine line, ladies and gentlemen, what we're walking on here. I mean, fine line between not pleasure and pain, but just taste and just tacky.
Yeah.
So beware.
Well, it's something that you need to be well studied in, I think. What I've divulged from the entire situation. It's not something that you go into lightly at all.
No.
You can actually find storage space anywhere, Dave.
I believe, yeah. I mean, I haven't been in a situation where I'm in such a small little broom closet of a room that I have to start getting, you know, like racks or shelves that go all the way from floor to ceiling just to maximize space. I'm lucky enough to live in quite a spacious house, per se. But, you know, no matter how much space you have, the more space you have, the more crap collects.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, yeah, you've got no more space.
Change your decor with the season. How do you feel about that?
Oh, hell no. I mean, I know I'm gay, I'm meant to care, but I just don't. Who can be bothered, like, going to IKEA every 3 months?
By changing colours, accessories and lighting, you can freshen up a room and transform it for a season.
Maybe that's why I haven't been getting some in a long time. My room's too boring. It's just stayed the same since 2006. Five, actually.
One of the most interesting things overall, Dave, that I found in my research, extensive research of interior decorating, is that if you want to go crazy, they suggest that you go crazy in a hallway and just paint it any colour you want. Because it's a small space and it's like you go be wild and creative with whatever you want,
you know,
do it in your hallway.
I sure hope my mum didn't hear that because really? I constantly bring up my mum because she's just fascinating. She's such an inspiration. But Jade, you really have to look at, you know, some parts of her house now to really realise what the hell she's done with a paintbrush. My mum really needs to consult me before walking to Bunnings for paint because, you know, that hospital green colour, that sort of mint colour but a bit darker.
Yes.
I hope my mum's listening to your segment tonight because our hallway and our dining area went from a lovely springtime blossomy peach colour to hospital green.
That's interesting that you bring that particular thing up, Dave, because one of the key, like, sections under the colour and paint in how to decorate was make sure that, you know, green paint very rarely looks good anywhere.
Even in hospitals, yes. I mean, where they're meant to belong. I'm now every day I wake up and I go in for breakfast to the dining area. I'm just like, girl.
In any case, Dave, I'm hoping that this would give you sort of a starting point with interior decorating.
It's actually given me the impetus to go in and shake up my room.
Yeah.
I just want to go in and create that focal point. You had me from point number one because I don't have a focal point in my room. There's nothing interesting. There's a Mariah Carey poster, but that kind of airbrush perfection can't really be the focal point of my room.
Well, I don't know, Dave. I saw a car that had Mariah Carey sprawled across it in on the back window.
It's not my car.
I checked to see if it was you, and no, it wasn't. And then I thought, surely there can't be someone out there that would, besides David Lim, that would do something like that. But yes, there was.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the saddest person you know. Clearly, there's a lot more once you get to know a few people around the world. Maybe you should join the Mariah Carey fan forum and you might find them.
Oh, perhaps I should.
You've been listening to Shoe Swap on Different Strokes here, our signature segment on the show. If you wanna, if you've missed any part of it or you want to relive Jade's wonderful, wonderful interior decorating tips, you can, of course, get it via podcast.
Yes, you can. iTunes, if you go to Different Strokes, DIFF apostrophe RENT strokes, if you search that, it'll bring it up and you can subscribe through that. If you don't have iTunes, you can do it through any other of the relatable download places. If you Google Different Strokes, same spelling, with Jade and Dave or Different Strokes Radio, you will come up with like the top thing is where you can find just the regular downloads of our podcasts and stuff. So yeah, check us out there.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we've got Rainbow Road Test. Apart from making over your living room, we want to teach you how to be a drag queen as well. Some makeover, whole different kind.
We just teach you everything here.
We are just like the home network channel here, aren't we? We're just a lifestyle channel.
Yeah, we are.
You know, I am the new Martha Stewart. The Asian version, thank you.
I need to think about who I am.
You can be Don Burke.
Don Burke.
You know.
You're going to have to work on my facial hair, yes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Don's got a pretty good sort of, you know, facial garden happening there. A bit of man shrub.
I feel like I'd be one of the carpenters or something, you know, on those shows that's like out in the garden, like fixing up the foot with the water feature or whatever. That would be me.
So you're more Jamie Dury.
Yeah, probably.
Except I think he has more product than you ever
actually
have.
I'm probably taller than Jamie Dury.
No way. Is he really that short?
He's really short.
Mm.
I'm probably exaggerating. I don't think anyone is taller than, is shorter than me, but that's, you know. Another story for another time, perhaps.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.